All right. Well, we haven't had to redo anything in a long time.
Across the universe, there are many topics to discuss. Four brave dads lend their voices to the cause. And together, they form Dad's Podcast.
Dad's Defenders of the Universe. Making magic with their microphones. Majestic heroes riding steeds of gold. Dad's are the freaking best.
Dad's Podcast.
DTP, episode 115. Thanks so much. I'm JC Jesse, and with me this evening we have the Baroque Reaper.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Baroque?
It's a very professional intro. I don't know if I like that. Wow.
I'm turning over a new leaf.
I didn't really like it.
Sorry.
How do you not like yourself?
It's a little too calm.
It's too professional.
Too calm.
Come on, we have to have one thing that sounds kind of professional on this show, because we as sure as hell don't.
Well, I was trying to make up for the previous one that we just had to redo.
Where you were muted?
Yeah. Apparently. I wasn't muted, though. I don't know what the problem was. It was technical.
Skype. I blame Skype.
Yeah,
it's actually acting super fucky for me right now.
Well, fingers crossed we make it through tonight.
I'm going to blame Microsoft. I think it hates us personally.
Yeah. Okay. What's up, Baroque?
Not much. You know, we tried to go bowling this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
But we couldn't. You know, the pins weren't having it. They were on a strike.
Oh, my gosh. The laugh track didn't even want to laugh at that. Oh, boy.
So, right, Baroque has been frozen on my screen for a while, but that's how I imagine his face would be after the joke anyway. So, it's just like...
We also have with us Stu Gatso. What's up, Stu?
Hey, guys. Not much. I got a question for you, though.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, do you guys know who the fourth man to walk on the moon was?
No.
No, yeah, okay, me either. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah, world's fourth. I don't know. No big deal. So, it's just...
it's just a Canadian.
It makes me laugh, man. It makes me laugh. Because, you know, it is a great accomplishment, but it's like... Some people are getting high on their own supply, man. Like, they're, like, smelling their own farts too much.
There's no doubt there's a lot of that shit.
You know, I got world second Luna's Howl and world fifth Raid.
I'm the second highest light right now. Like, who gives a shit? Oh. Hey, why don't you go outside and tell the homeless guy that's laying on the street that you're the second highest power in Destiny 2, and let's see what that'll get you.
Like, don't get me wrong here. I mean... It's a big accomplishment if you can beat that raid. But, like, the way that some people were acting about it, it's like...
You know what,
haven't
Stu?
You done anything else?
You know what, Stu? Like, just leave your link in the comments. Hey, I support you.
Okay. Yeah. Leave the link.
Leave a link in the comments. I'll follow.
I'll check you out.
No problem.
I'll do what I can. Boost your signal.
Thanks, buddy. We also have with us Boost KDV.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Kev.
How you doing?
Doing all right.
Good.
If I go quiet for a while, I'm probably playing Blackout, just so you know.
Okay.
Okay. We all want to be millionaires, right?
Yeah.
No.
Hell yes.
No?
I want to be a multimillionaire. Oh. One's not enough.
I'd be happy with a million and build that into a multimillion empire.
I'd be happy.
I want to be a thousandaire.
I don't know if you guys know, but we can all be millionaires.
Really?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, listen, I don't want none of this sales tech. No MLM shit here, no, please.
No.
All right.
So
not a pyramid scheme. I sell products.
If you started with 1 cent and doubled your money every day, it would take 27 days to be a millionaire.
Mm. Right.
Okay, so how do we become the millionaires, though?
Just double that penny every day, bud.
Yeah, keep doubling the money. 1 cent, 2 cents, 4 cents, down. 8 cents, 16 Jeez. Cents.
So are you going to double
You're missing a link here.
You know.
You're missing a step, though. You're saying this is how the money works when you're doubling it, and then we can be millionaires.
Yeah.
But I need something to double that money for me.
Steal it?
I'm good at least till like Wednesday, and then I'm running into a problem.
That's, yeah, I'm you know. All right, you're
who the fuck is giving me this double the money though?
Am I
giving
it to myself? All right, I'm out.
Incidentally, one of my favorite parts. Has everybody here seen Slumdog Millionaire?
Yes.
A long time ago.
It's such a great movie. I love that movie. But one of the best parts of it, that I like the best, and this isn't making fun of the guy. I just like the way he says it. But the host of the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, the India edition.
Yeah.
He goes, "Who wants to be a millionaire?" And I just love the way it kind of like just rolls off of his tongue. Anyway,
millionaire.
Who wants to be a millionaire? we also have with us tonight friends of the show, Gear Dad and the Canuck Show. What is up, buddies?
Hello.
Hi. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
What's going on?
Nothing.
You guys,
just another week.
Are you guys there?
I'm here. Are you there?
Is there a robot in the room?
Hello?
Blink twice for yes. What's going on?
Doing the do.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
It's a special week. It's a special week this week.
So it is?
It is. You guys are hitting your 1 year.
It's insane.
It's unbelievable.
It's an amazing accomplishment.
It goes fast, isn't it?
Yeah, it's bullshit, though, because like now I got to pay those guys for the bets that we made. Like, you guys made it to a year. I
fucking knew. I knew it. I had
no house.
I had no house too. I owe money too.
So
we all
owe money.
I had tons of faith in you guys. Fucking Stu was like, episode 10. It's all coming crashing down. So
That's not a surprise.
You gave us a lot of credit. 10 shit,
double digits, and then the wheels would fall off.
No, but it is super awesome to like hit a year, and you think back to like, holy shit, I can't believe we talked for 52 episodes or a year of things, but it's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome.
And, thanks, man.
I have to, you don't need accolades from me, but you know, I'm super proud of you guys and everything that you guys have accomplished on that show. And I love listening every week. And if the listening audience, if you guys have not checked out Anti-Meta Podcast, please go check them out. Actually, tonight we're doing a double episode tonight, a double ep. I don't have a drop for that. Damn it. But we're doing a double ep. We're doing it. Yeah. Do you didn't know? You've been in the biz for a year. You don't even know it's called a fucking double app.
I can barely work Skype, dude. Jeez,
with a double app.
Oh my gosh.
I can't work Skype, dude. Clearly.
It's totes.
it's a DE.
Yeah. Spinning. It's a DE, bro. It's a double app. Totes.
Double app.
But anyway, we're doing a double episode tonight. So,
holy. Buddy.
Yeah.
This is falling apart.
We're doing a double app, then we're going out for a rip, bud.
Staying for a rip, are you, bud?
We are going to continue the fun on Anti-Meta Podcast. So we're going to go through our stuff, and then so as soon as you're done listening to us, you can wait a day. I don't know, Jay, when you're putting your podcast out, or the same day, for what I know, and go listen to the rest of it over there.
Yeah, I don't think that far ahead, but probably the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't discussed that shit.
Okay.
And you guys have made it to 1 year? Seriously? I mean, you know.
I'm telling you, nobody's more shocked than me.
We put it out eventually.
Oh, stop being so fucking modest.
No, dude, it blows my mind that somebody, like, people, like, tune in every week for 52 weeks straight to, like, listen to Canuck and I talk.
Yeah, especially me. Like, holy shit, man. Like, what? What's happening?
Should we mention what movie we're going to talk about? Why don't you tell a little bit about what Anti-Meta Podcast is, and then maybe we could tease what we're going to talk about on your show.
Adam, you want to take it?
Give her.
Take it away.
That's Canadian for you, take it.
Oh, is that what that means? I'm sitting here waiting. I think that means
giver is like
giver,
you do
bro.
It.
You don't know any of these terms?
Giver.
Double app giver?
I don't know shit, giver. Man. Yeah. Anti-Meta. We started the idea like we wanted to be a Destiny podcast, but, you know, one of a thousand. So we had to stand out somehow. So we figured let's talk about a movie every week. And that's pretty much what it is. We talk a little bit of Destiny, And then we answer a bunch of goofy questions from the listeners, and then we discuss a movie, pretend like we know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I'd say that about sums it up. When I heard the first episode, and I didn't really know what to expect, and I was like, oh, shit. Because I had this idea for, like, a DTP movie thing, and I was like, fuck, I can't do it now. Fucking they took it, and it's an awesome. It's awesome. It would have been a great podcast. It is a great podcast, but I'm glad you guys are doing it. But it's fun to listen to because sometimes I completely agree with you, and then other times I'm like, what the fuck are you guys thinking? So it's really great to, like, yell by yourself in the car. Episodes like Count of Monte Cristo, I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, Zatara.
Fuck, so good.
Ah, so good. Love that fucking movie. And then, you know, but then other episodes, I'm like, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck you guys are thinking. I'm curious. I'm very curious.
I put out a disclaimer at the very beginning when we first started. Like, I have unpopular opinions about popular things. That's just how things work. So I apologize way in advance.
Yeah, usually someone gets really, really salty each week, or, you know, tilted. Usually it's Jay. He gets pretty wound up. And
dude, shit just pisses me off, dude.
Pretty much has to apologize on a weekly basis to the audience for offending people. And
I love the things where Jay's like, I don't get why that's funny. And I'm in my car, I'm like, what don't you fucking get, Jay? It's fucking funny. Like, do you guys want to say what movie we're going to talk about this week?
Yeah, we announced it last week, so it's fine.
Okay. So we're going to talk about The Big Lebowski. And I'm very curious to see what everybody's thoughts are on it. Because I can't wait
to hear what Jay has to say. A year, oh my god!
I'm not feeling any pressure at all. By the way,
I'm like, man. Either Jay's gonna be like, okay, yeah, I seriously be like, I don't get it. I fucking hate this movie.
I'm gonna wait till he says anything before I say anything, but I will have some questions.
All right.
It's super fun, right?
Yeah. It's so much fun to talk about movies because I keep
thinking. It's fun to argue with you guys. Absolutely, it is.
I love it. My wife and I watched one yesterday that I was like, oh, God. Like, I'll think of movies and I'll be like, man, if I ever get on the anti-med again, what movie am I going to pick, right? Like, if I ever look down and Jay, like, you know, says, hey, buddy, come on, I'll be like, yeah, fuck yeah, let's do this. What movie would I pick?
Yeah, no kidding, right?
No, I'm just kidding. But my wife and I are scrolling through, and on HDNet, I don't know if everybody, I don't even know what channel that is, but just one of the guys started playing. Do you guys remember this movie at all?
Oh, yes, I do.
So,
no, I think so.
If you've never seen this movie or never heard of it, it's basically about this very attractive high school senior who wants to be a journalist. So she'd entered this contest to, she wants to submit this article to get a internship at, like, the local Sun Tribune or whatever, right? And so her journalism professor, well, she hears him and this other guy, you know, talking about, like, hey, did you see fucking Terry's ass today? Oh my God, I can't even work when she's around. And so basically she realized, like, no one's really going to take her seriously. He's like, you know, look, you know, your article is not good enough to get in. So she's like, you know, fuck you. So she decides to become a man, or to dress like a boy and go to, like, the next school over. And she looks exactly like Ralph Macchio, but, like, super cute.
Yeah, she does.
And it's like, it makes me look at Ralph Macchio in a really weird way. And so then she falls in love with this guy who she's trying to help out. You know, he's like a real dork. But Billy Zabka, the bad guy from Karate Kid, is like is the bad guy in this movie. And I don't know. It's just, it's typical, like, 1985 wacky, like, the brother is, like, hyper sexed up. It's really a good movie.
So basically Mulan.
Yeah, it's pretty much Mulan. Exactly. Pretty
much. Without the Huns.
I may never be a perfect daughter.
So that's the thing about kind of our show is everyone loves to watch movies. And when you're done watching a movie, you want to talk about it with somebody.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's the best part of about going to the cinema or the theater and going with someone watching, sitting down, watching the movie and then coming in and be like, oh man, that was so awesome. Or, you know what I mean? It's, I don't know. That's kind of where we took things.
Yeah. Cool.
I have a question. Yeah. Have you guys ever left a movie theater because the movie was so bad?
Never.
Never in my life.
And I saw Kung Pao Enter the Fist in the movie
theater. Oh,
okay.
And I was literally the only fucking guy in there. And
I saw a Shopaholic, dude. And it was not good.
I've seen some real stinkers, but I can't think of a time that I've actually left.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever.
I think I've left a movie because of something else, like because I had to or something. There was a text or a phone.
Yeah.
I know I've left a movie, but I don't think it was because it was horseshit.
So. I've been in a movie by myself before. I remember my dad and his... I went to the movies with my dad and, like, our roommate, his roommate, whatever. And they went to go see a movie, and I went to go see Gremlins 2. And I was the only person that went to go see Gremlins 2. Like, I was the only person that bought a ticket for, like, the 7:30 fucking show, and nobody else came in the whole time.
Have you guys ever gone to see a movie by yourself? Like, not like
plenty
like
of
you
times.
Went with your dad and
I go his all the time.
Roommate. But, yeah. Oh, really?
That's how I go to movies now.
Not now.
Wow.
I've never seen a movie by myself.
It's the best way. I don't have to deal with anybody.
Probably. I don't know. Maybe now in life would be a bit different because now I just use it to get away. But I wouldn't even go. Yeah. I wouldn't even go to the movie. I would just go eat a hamburger and sit on my phone for 3 hours by myself.
I thought about doing it when I travel, but then I always end up bringing my PS4 or Xbox with me. So I'm like, nah, just go get some takeout and just sit in my room.
I mean,
and
play video Netflix games all night. Here if I really want a movie, right? You know,
for sure.
It's tough,
and I would feel like guilty. I don't know.
That's the way I feel like, because if I were to do that, my wife would be like, you saw that without me?
Yeah, well, because my wife likes. It would be the exact same thing. Like, oh, yeah, I saw that.
No, I'm the opposite.
But I was going to say, I can totally see why they would go by themselves, because my wife and I are total opposites for
100%.
Like, yeah. See, my wife and I cannot agree on any movie, so it's like...
We don't even watch TV together.
Whatever. Yep. We only go to the movies probably, like, when it's like... Like the big movie of the year that we like really want to see. That's really all the only time we go. We don't really go that much anymore.
I honestly can't remember. So freaking the last expensive. Movie we saw.
Yeah, see, I'm with you, Stu. Like me and my wife, she'll go to certain movies with me, but for the most part, like I want to see that movie. She's like, okay, you can go see that movie, and that means I can go by myself because she's not going to go see that movie, which usually means I don't get to see it till it comes out on like Netflix or something.
My wife's the opposite. I came home the other day and like her and all the kids were watching. They started Fellowship of the Ring. I was like, "The fuck is going on here? Like, you're starting the Lord of the Rings trilogy?" I'm like, "I'm out." Like, what the fuck?
Find out later. It's the bonus special editions too. Yeah, it's got like half an hour.
It was extra footage. Content. Oh, what the
come
fuck?
On.
Oh yeah. Nah, we're both dorks in this house. That's for sure. Well, cool. Check those guys out. Check out their movies. I wanted to talk about something really quick before we.
I don't even think we teased what movie we're going to talk about with them, though.
No, I said the Big Lebowski, didn't I?
Yeah.
Well, hey, it's the fucking Big Lebowski.
Oh well.
The dude abides.
The dude does abide.
The dude abides.
Oh yeah, I remember now.
So
sorry, man, I abide too. So that's
the stew abides.
So before we get into anything else, we're gonna do this intro and then just kind of abandoned it that kind of made reference to a story that came out in Rolling Stone this week. God. And it is really shocking. And I saw the headline.
Hello, love.
Is it, though? Is it that shocking?
I would be shocked.
Not really.
Really?
I mean, they spent a lot of time together.
And they were on opium.
Well, apparently a little more than I knew.
Yeah, you were on a lot of drugs.
I spent a lot of time with...
A lot of drugs. Man.
My brother and I are close, but we're not like that.
I don't...
That's a whole new level of close.
So, bottom line is, there was an article in Rolling Stone where Sir Paul McCartney admitted... that he jerked off in a room with John Lennon and three other guys.
So they had a circle jerk.
Not exactly.
Fucking nerd.
Oh boy. It's basically like they were on tour or whatever. They were all in the same room. They turned off the lights, and then one of the guys started beating off. And then I guess
as one does in a social setting.
When you're in a room with four other people.
Hey guys, what's going on? How's everyone doing today?
And then so they all just joined in, and he said that after a while they just started like calling out women's names, and then I guess John was like Winston Churchill or something like that, like to fuck around. But yeah, it's like, I mean, I could see how something like that gets started, I guess, question mark.
You can?
But how does it... apparently everybody else thought it was fucking really easy to start, but you're questioning me when I said I knew? All these guys are like, it's not that far-fetched.
It's pretty like, fucked. It is pretty but fucked. Like,
with a little help from my friends.
How do you end... But that situation kind of ends because you don't want to be the first guy to fucking... You want to be the first guy to finish, and you certainly don't want to be the last.
Okay, so
you gotta time it to be the middle guy.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You can't help it. You gotta go and look at some of their songs now, though. You know what I mean? You gotta look at some of their songs, yeah. And there's.
I want to hold your hand.
I want to hold your hand.
Was that being sung?
All right. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. Come together. lovely Rita, meter maid.
I've just seen a face.
Obviously,
Maxwell Silverhammer.
All inspired by this beautiful night. He said it was a fun night. He basically said it was a fun night with like among young boys.
I saw her standing
young
there.
Men. Sorry, back that up. Oh god, better cut that out.
Hey, little boy.
They were legal.
Help.
Anyway,
Stu's still going.
I thought that needed to be addressed. Help. Do you remember
it
that?
It won't be long.
Do you remember that night?
You know what
and
the,
I love
the
her.
Boys do.
That was a fun night, love.
Sometimes you gotta
Penny Lane.
Beat.
Love me do.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say. It's all about the backbeat, love.
Lady Madonna. Hey, that's a little.
Anyway, I was just.
Maybe that's how it got started.
I looked at it and I saw this headline. I was like, holy shit.
You really got a hold of me.
Sure do. Norwegian wood.
Norwegian wood.
The twist.
Oh, Canuck. Canuck, what techniques are you using?
I feel fine. Michelle.
All right.
Please me.
Oh, boy.
There's a song called Circles.
Let it be.
Certainly. Guys, do you want to answer the DTP 11 questions right now before we get into some other shit?
Pitter-patter.
Let's do it. All right. You guys could decide who wants to answer.
He is way more Canadian than you.
Stu's from Toronto. He's not Canadian at all.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, dear. Shots fired.
Here we go.
We're going to get kicked off the show now,
oh,
dude.
Oh, boy.
Man, it's true.
Yeah, Toronto's different. Toronto's different.
Toronto's very different.
It's like there's Toronto, and then there's the rest of Ontario, and then there's the rest of Canada down mm-hmm. here. Like you can't even see them; they're so down off the screen. So, but we're nice and special.
Like when you do your sales like analysis, it's like Ontario, and then the Greater Toronto Area.
And then
Ontario with the Greater Toronto Area.
It's greater. For a reason. Like that's not just that's the name of it. It's the Greater Toronto Area because we're greater than everybody else.
The better Toronto area.
Yeah,
it's like Pennsylvania. You have Pittsburgh on one side and Philadelphia on the other, and then in the center they call it Pennsyltucky. And that could not be it's 100% true.
Do they really call it that?
They call it Pennsyltucky, yep, yeah. Pennsyltucky. It's like when you go to the center of the state, you wouldn't even know where the fuck you are. Like honestly. Apologies to Pennsyltuckians. All right, DTP 11 questions. Favorite show growing up?
Power Rangers. Okay. First one comes to mind.
Okay. Just rip it right off the top of your head. Let's fucking... What'd you say? Did you say something, Jay?
A-Team.
A-Team? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
Two, what's something you refuse to share?
Cigarettes.
Ketchup
chips. And food.
Underwear.
Remind me never to ask you for underwear.
Canuck, like cigarettes, like you won't give somebody a drag, or you won't give them an actual cigarette?
No, just a drag. Like, okay. I won't split a smoke with someone. Fuck that.
That I get.
Canuck, what was the thing again that you... What did you call it again? Fuck. Smoking a cigarette?
Hacking a dart.
I love that. Hacking darts all the time. Three, what's something you collect?
These freaking pop things that keep showing up in my house.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's nice. Yeah.
Also, state really. Quarters.
Nothing. Tears in PvP.
My tears.
All right. Four, what TV/movie would you put The Rock in to make it better?
Fucking everything, dude.
Fuck, that is the most correct answer.
I know, it is. Like,
I have too many answers in my head to pick one.
Yeah.
And if Rock's already in it, put two Rocks there.
Yeah, exactly. Baywatch is great. It needs another Rock, though.
Jumanji, add another one.
God damn, that's such a good fucking movie.
That was a fucking great film, man.
Yeah, it was. Jumanji's so good.
So fun.
If you could buy back any toy from your childhood, what would it be?
Lion Voltron.
The tiger from He-Man.
Oh, okay.
Battle Cat.
Oh, I have one of those.
Yeah. Or Cringer.
Sure.
Little pussy.
Or the A-Team van, too. That'd be good, too.
What was your first car?
Toyota Celica, 1991.
Nice. I had an 87 Pontiac Acadia.
Okay.
Ooh.
What were the names of the other four guys you first circle jerked with? Just kidding.
Me, myself, and I.
I haven't added that one in yet. That's still under my drafts.
Oh boy. Keep it there, man.
What's the last time you felt like a total badass? For me, it was when I was watching The Greatest Showman last week. And, fuck yeah.
Good movie.
Great movie. Jay loves it.
Oh yeah. It's wonderful. Actually, it's really good. It's just, we have to watch it 100 times. It's just like, fuck, this is not good anymore.
My daughter was like, why didn't you buy it? I was like, it's on HBO Go now. We don't have to fucking buy it.
You don't have to buy it. Watch it till you
dodge that bullet.
Till your eyes bleed.
My daughter loved it. She watched it.
My kid started soccer this weekend, and some dad was trying to hit the goal, like make a goal from all the way across the end of the field. And he kicked like three or four of them. And my daughter was standing there, and she was just like, my dad could do that in one try. So I felt like a badass. I didn't try.
Did you do it? No, God, no.
I don't want to shatter the illusion, man.
All right, Adam, what about you?
Probably not in a very, very long time.
Okay.
Or ever.
If you're about to get into a fight, what song starts playing?
I want to know what love is.
I want Stu to show me.
Stone Cold Steve Austin theme.
As I'll I ran away. Fight music by Eminem.
All right. This one's kind of hard without any prep, but you're a mad scientist. What scientific experiment would you run if money and ethics weren't an issue?
Sex android?
Sexy android.
I may have
I like it.
Maybe too much information.
Yeah.
Something to do with having better health.
Okay.
Weight loss.
Who was your childhood celebrity crush?
Was it Jennifer Grey?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Farrah Fawcett.
Okay. And finally, what movie scared you growing up? My daughter asked me this tonight, randomly.
Arachnophobia. Still haven't watched it since.
What part in particular?
When the guy's in the tent and the fucking Black Widow fucking gets his feet, I think it was.
Oh boy.
in the bottom of his sleeping bag and bites his heel.
Yep.
Yo, I found a white spider in my house today.
Really?
You guys ever seen? Yeah. Have you ever seen a white spider?
No.
Yeah.
Get into Toronto a little bit more. There's plenty everywhere else.
Not
in the country.
Fucking chance. You got to pay me to get me out of this. No, thank you. I've seen what goes on out there. I pass through.
I get the Kingston news.
As soon as K-Rock is off of my radio, I start to breathe a little easier. You know what I mean, Canuck? I'm just...
Oh, fuck, I hate K-Rock.
It's the only station between here and Montreal that's even halfway decent.
The drive's all right.
All right, Jay. What about you? What movie scared you, buddy?
All of them, but in particular...
Oh, that's right. You don't like scary shit.
Amityville Horror.
Emmy the what?
Emmy the Whore. That's
I haven't seen that one.
I was totally going to cut that part out, Baroque, but then listening back to like...
Oh, it was so good.
I'm a dirty whore? What? And I was like, oh my God.
Oh, God, that was so funny.
God.
It's fucked.
Oh my God, so good.
Hey, mister, have you played any video games this week?
I played video games every fucking night, bitch.
Oh, shit. I played video games almost every night this week.
Me too.
Bit.
Oh, boy.
It was a poor decision.
There is a lot of poor decisions being made with Forsaken right now.
Hell yeah.
And Blackout.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a good grind this week.
So, like, I think I've played too much. And I think that you guys have all played more than me. Mm-hmm. And I know there's people that have played more than you guys. So this is a problem on many levels here, fellas.
Oh, yeah.
I got a problem. I do. I can't stop thinking about it. I want to play right now.
I didn't play the other night, and I was okay with it. Because I was like, man, I played a lot. Like, I'm okay with stepping away for tonight. But then the next day I woke up and I was like, shit, I shouldn't have taken the night off.
it was behind a reset. It was a four-day reset. God damn it. I could have doubled up.
I know.
So you got a problem? The only prescription is more Forsaken.
I know. Anybody?
So we know we're all loving the update, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Why don't we switch it up a little bit at the beginning here? Boost, you have been loving Call of Duty Blackout. Talk to me, man. Talk to me. Why should I get it?
Exactly.
Talk to me, baby. Talk to me.
Why should you get it?
Yeah.
First of all, Blackout is the Battle Royale, right? Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I played it on PS4 on Monday. Because it opened on Monday for PS4, and then it opened on Friday for PC and Xbox. So since Friday, I've been playing on PC. Monday through Thursday, I played it on PS4. I've tried Fortnite. I've tried PUBG. And I always consider myself, I'm not really I don't like Battle Royale games. It's not my jam, you know? And I think, you know how, like, you know how Doc always talks about violence, speed, momentum?
Yeah.
Those two games just didn't have it for me. They were too slow, boring, methodical. This game, it's the speed of Call of Duty and Battle Royale. You don't stop moving. Well, I don't. You don't have to stop moving. You can outplay people with your movement. Yeah. And it's fun. It's Call of Duty.
Well, I haven't played it, but it looks like it's pretty big. Like, the map is pretty big, right? Because it's just... all their maps kind of like stitched together. Is that basically what it is?
You know, I kind of, but the way they did it is pretty awesome because each section, like each map, each section has like a theme. So you kind of have to drop into the zone and kind of explore it for yourself to really understand what I'm talking about. But it's pretty awesome what they did.
Are there vehicles in it?
Yeah, just two right now.
Yeah, there's
a giant truck or an ATV. Yeah.
And there's a helicopter,
yeah.
And like, what about like kill streaks and stuff? Do you loot them in the world or do you still get them through your kill streaks?
You don't get kill streaks
in the beta. No kill streaks. Okay, well, in the beta. Maybe they'll change that.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
I can't see them putting kill streaks in.
That would be a little bit.
So is it going to function maybe a regular battle royale where you pick up their shit when they die, like type of thing? You think?
Yep, it does. Yep.
Okay. They loot their bag.
That's the only issue I have too, is the looting feels very clunky. You have to, like, when you loot someone's bag, it doesn't just pop up on your screen. You have to, like, scroll through everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're staring at the ground a lot.
I will say, on the console version, it was a little, because of that, it was a little bit slower. Like, I almost didn't even loot bags at all because you were kind of stuck there. But on PC, it's kind of easier. You just kind of hit F and everything pops up on your screen. You just click what you want.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Is it open right now, or is it from, you need a code?
It's open beta right now, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, you just have to sign in to callofduty.com or something to get your code or whatever. I downloaded, I played a couple games on PlayStation. The first game was just terrible. I think the second or third game, I came in third with 5 kills, which was solid. Nice. And then I played some duos with private floppy disks tonight. And duos is a ton of fun. It's smooth. It's polished. The speed of it's very good. Like, you think you're down and out, that, you know, you're at the top of the map and the circle's at the bottom. Oh my God, I'm never going to get there. But you get there really quick, which is nice. I think if Activision made it free to play and took the business model from Fortnite, I think it would challenge Fortnite.
It would explode.
Really?
I could totally see that. It's still the Call of Duty brand, right? A lot of these people who are playing Fortnite religiously right now, like, you know, they started playing games when the Call of Duties really started to be the marketplace leader. So,
and I could see that. And it would appeal to, I mean, it would appeal to guys like us.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think it definitely, I mean, like, I wouldn't let my kid play it. You know what I mean? No. But even if it were free, like, that's what I love about Fortnite, is because I tell my kids, like, they're eliminations. You're not getting, like, when Dill starts saying, like, hey, I got, you know, 5 kills, I'm like, no, it's eliminations, you know what I mean? But it's like in Fortnite, it's like, no, you fucking killed that guy. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
it's serious. So that would be interesting for sure.
I think as it is, it's going to blow PUBG out of the water. And the sounds of it, Doc might be switching to PUBG. So that's going to be huge, man.
I mean, I watched Doc play it all week, and like, even like all like his chat and everything. Like, nobody has seen him this happy about a game in years. So
I gotta watch like some best of from this week, him playing. That's cool. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
It's fun.
I'm gonna have to see if I can get a code here and see if I can. How long's the beta going on for?
It ends tonight.
Codes if you need one. I'm never gonna
play. How long is the beta going on?
Ends tomorrow.
Oh, it does? Yeah. Okay.
I
just don't know what time.
I really hope it'll be awesome if they extended the beta for Blackout until the game released.
Oh my god, man.
That would be awesome.
That would be huge for that. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it'd be huge.
I just got done downloading the demo for Forza Horizon 4. 27 gigs. Whoa. For a demo, which is pretty
crazy. That game looks amazing on Xbox One X with the 4K.
Oh yeah, I bet. No doubt. I mean, the game looks amazing every single time, and I'm so excited to play. So excited!
I played the last Forza Motorsport at one of those demos that they had set up somewhere in 4K, and that thing looked crazy. I can only imagine like what another year has done.
Yeah.
But how good can these things look? You know what I mean? Like 4K.
That's good.
I don't know. It's crazy, man. It's crazy what we can play. These are video games. Yeah. Like, you guys see Spider-Man?
Yes.
All the photo mode and shit of what you can do. That's a video game, man.
Yeah. I feel like Deb M. Malone, he's been posting screenshots. I guess he's been playing, and it looks pretty fucking cool. I mean,
man, I'm so tempted.
I hear you. It's like, I want the game, but it's like, I'm never going to play it right now. Like, it's
not anytime soon.
Destiny's got the hooks in again, and it's Destiny 2 now is just as good as Destiny 1 ever was.
Oh, better. Tenfold.
I think it's better.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Actually, it's better
for sure.
Everything feels fast. You know, it feels good and tight.
The best thing about it is knowing that I got a Forsaken exotic before Rocker did.
Yeah, but what did you get? Because he got one. I saw he tweeted that he got one.
He got the bow, and he's like, I don't like bows. I got Lord of Wolves, and it's fucking so badass. Jealous.
It's so badass, man.
Lord I'd rather have that so bow,
fun
I think.
In PvP, oh my god, it's so
Lord
much
of Wolves in PvP is ridiculous. I saw Canuck, you got
is it in your energy? Is it in your energy slot? Or
yeah, it is.
Yeah,
that's what I was playing with the other night when we were fucking wrecking people.
Yeah,
we hopped on. What do we play? Like 5 matches or so, and it was just like, get out of here, blueberries, get on our backs. It was a lot of fun.
Let's do it again tonight. I'm fucking pumped. Let's go.
Yeah, and I'm not tooting any horns because, you know, we're awful. We're mediocre at best, but we did pretty good the other night. Well, excuse me, I'm
pretty good.
Yeah, but Call of Duty doesn't count. You know, they have extra aim assist on there. Just kidding.
You're pretty not good. On PC. No.
You're just naturally fucking good at video games, Boost. Thank God you're not playing with us. Give somebody else a chance to get at the top of the leaderboard for once. But yeah,
imagine matchmaking with his KD. Fuck, that would be a nightmare.
Yeah, I can imagine because that's what we used to do between him and fucking Rocker. I had to have like 0.3s at the end of games.
The other night, actually, that night that you're talking about, Justin, there was one game in particular when I was very quiet because I was having a fucking game and I was like, I don't even want to say anything. I'm not looking at the score, nothing at all. Like, I'm in the zone. And I'm like,
Stu was pitching a no hitter.
I ended up with like, I think 31 kills or something. I had like a 3-point something KD, and I was in second place because Rocker, that son of a bitch, had like 38 kills. I'm like, oh, fuck, come on, man.
I know. He gets on a roll. But it was a good week. I think, for me, this was a good week in D2. I got all of the armor sets complete, so I was able to get... I hate having those quests sitting in my my inbox there.
Oh, my God.
So I got the Gambit set, the Reverie set, I got all of them, except for like the Scatterhorn, which I guess is the Tangled Shores set. I don't have the butt towel for that, but everything else I got, so I was able to clean that out, and yeah, felt good. So I was like, I did as much as I could do this week, but man, fucking Gambit, so much fun.
Yeah, so much fun. Yeah, I'm missing 2 pieces for Gambit and 1 for... I'm still missing the damn cloak for Crucible.
And I love the armor sets. I think they look awesome. Like they
did a great job. They look a
lot better than the vanilla ones.
Oh, for sure. And so that Reverie set, when I went in, I was going to do... I didn't realize that you couldn't do the Ascendant Challenge from week 1 and week 2. Yeah. I thought like, oh, well, it'll still be there because I'd still have the bounty for it. But so I put on the Reverie set... And when you pop the tincture or whatever, all of your armor goes taken.
It's awesome.
Oh, God, it looks so badass.
It's those little details that they put into Forsaken that's just, man, this is, Destiny 2, Destiny period at its height with Forsaken, I think.
Yeah.
I was watching Datto do the raid. And that raid looks... amazing on PC. I don't know if you guys watched it at all.
Oh yeah, it does.
Oh my god,
it's a beautiful game.
Yeah. It sure is.
You know, they really did a good job.
I joked on Twitter, but I was like, this raid seemed like the only raid where you could watch the whole thing and still go in blind because I was watching it. So like, I have no fucking clue what's going on here.
Shooting eyeballs on some big monster. I'm like, I have no idea what's going on.
And we can't even say spoilers for the raid because who the fuck knows what's going on? We haven't been in it yet. But so when I went to bed, I got up in the middle of the night the other day. Like, I've had this cold and I got up. I had this coughing fit and I got up and I see like everybody's, it's 4, what was it? It was like 2:00 in the morning. Everybody's like, they're still going. So I watched a little bit of it. And then we had to get up at 4:45 to go to hockey. And they were like, still going. I'm like, holy shit. And I think round about that time is when Goth's team, they kind of gave up. They're like, no, we're done doing this. But Datto was still in it. I think it was like Datto and Glad were the top 2 people on Twitch at the time. So at some point in the morning while we were at the hockey game is when they won. God, I can't even imagine playing for that long. That's so great. And
24 hours.
And it's
fuck that, man.
It's such a high level, too. Like,
I would have just turned off my computer. Like, nope. sorry guys, fuck this. I'm not playing with you guys ever again. This is enough. Fuck this shit.
I mean, we usually start playing at 10 o'clock, and by 1 o'clock, we're fucking done. Like,
yeah.
That's like 3 hours. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. These guys were playing for 16 fucking hours.
This also isn't our job.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Man, I don't know that there's anything in the world I want to do for 24 consecutive hours. I don't know if there's anything I want to do.
My wrist would explode. Just from...
Like, I would fall asleep.
Well, let's be honest.
I don't think I could do that.
My hands would be bloody, like, click, click. No, that's not working.
These are guys that spend the majority of the time living alone in a little room. I'm sure their wrist can take it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
They've been training. They've been training all their lives.
You would be a clip of us actually doing the right after.
Don't fucking come down on me because I've touched a woman before. Okay.
Oh wait, that's a stapler. I mean,
but yeah,
I don't know, man. That's a crazy accomplishment, though.
It is. And those belts are badass.
They are very badass. I'll give them that.
That is so cool of Bungie to do that.
So are the belts? Are they like in game?
No, they're real.
No, it's a real belt.
They're real.
They're
real. Like,
they
look like wrestling belts.
WWF.
It would have been kind of cool if they had it in game, too.
Oh, that would be
cool. Or just an emote.
Dude,
where they,
can you imagine if you could wear
the emote where they go like that?
Yeah, yeah.
No, if you could equip a wrestling belt in game, holy shit, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
That would be a great emote, actually, to have like the belt across your shoulder. And just like come out like waving to the crowd or something like that. That'd be pretty.
That's a good one too. But I was picturing more like where they go around their stomach when they just kind of flex it. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, they need I go straight to Diamond Dallas Page emote. Yep. Fucking diamond cutter emote. That'd be awesome. Yeah, but it's been a good week. How about you, Canuck Jay? How about you guys? How's your week in D2?
Like you said, there's a lot of. It's like back to just being completely stupid and irresponsible. Like I haven't gone to bed before 1 o'clock, like any night this week. And it's like, I'm exhausted at work. I can barely keep my eyes open. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so tired.
Yep.
I told myself I would, I'll recover over the weekend. I went to bed at 2:30 on Friday night. I went to bed at 3 o'clock this morning, last night. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm so tired. Mm. Like,
well, I hope you know we're going to play a bit after.
Yeah. I missed that, but I don't miss that.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was nice for a little while to kind of have that that break from it, I'd be like, hey, you want to watch a movie? Yeah, I'll watch a movie. Now it's like, you know what? I don't really want to watch that. You know what? I'll catch it later. You watch that shit.
Yeah, my wife, she didn't know, that was, a new, content drop or whatever, but she was just like, did something new happen in your game? Playing a lot. She's on to me.
Let's go around the horn. Everybody tell me one drop that you got this week that you like. Mm. I'll start, I guess, so you guys can have some time to think about it. I got this shotgun. I got this shotgun called the Dust Rock Blue, I think it's called.
Blues, yep.
Dust Rock Blues. Yeah. And the range is insane on that thing. Like, it doesn't fire fast at all, so if you miss your shot, you're pretty screwed. But the range on that thing is incredible, and it hits like a truck too. In PvP, it's such a trollish weapon. I love it.
Nice.
Mm. Oh, that's a tough one. I think I love the Tiger Spite, but I think I got that last week.
Tiger Spite's awesome. Yeah, I'll say that. I got one, but it's got a terrible roll on it, but it's still an amazing gun.
I've not got one of those yet.
It's so good.
Yeah, it really is.
Tiger Spite, like, my go-to right now is Tiger Spite and Misfit. Those are my, and my one and two. I would have to say, for me, it would be Chaperone.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I'm almost done that quest.
It's not really a drop, but I mean,
so fun.
Yeah, I did both Ace of Spades and Chaperone. I got done this week. And Chaperone is just, I mean, they're both super, super fun. But I don't know. It's something about Chaperone when you put on the Shoulder Charge Titan and the Shoulder Charge Striker, that is, and with Chaperone, and you're just fucking flying around the map, shoulder charging and fucking and hitting people with Chaperone. It's really, really fun.
That was a fun quest. I liked that
one. Yeah, for sure.
I was gonna say, I bet the the people at Activision had a giant boner this week.
Oh yeah, no kidding, huh?
Yeah.
It was like Call of Duty and Destiny. It was like 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Almost all week.
That's true.
All right. Broke, I see you. See your gears turning.
I'm trying to think if I got anything beside. Well, I think I got Ace of Spades and Chaperone both this week.
Okay.
I think so. It's been in my. I haven't got to play much with Chaperone because I got it and went, all right, I'm going to bed now, finally. But I do love me Ace of Spades.
Yep.
The Ace of Spades.
Alright.
Yes.
That's a good song.
Alright. Is that it? Jay, did you go?
Jay.
I got Black Talon and Cerberus +1 last night.
Oh, I saw that. You yeah, son of a bitch. Fucker. How's that Cerberus +1?
You know what? It dropped at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't even know what was happening anymore. I was just like, I haven't shot this thing yet. I need to go to bed.
All right. Good drops, guys. Good drops.
Hot drops.
What do you say we do? Let's just wrap some shit up, and then call it quits, and then we'll roll right into your shit. There's something I have to play for you guys. I want to just say that I love Potato Thumbs Podcast. I love Fluffy. He's a super good sport with all the clips and stuff that that we have. But somebody sent me one. I'm not going to out this person and say who did it. But somebody sent me they've sent me a couple. And they're like, clip this and edit this out. And Nips, I love you, buddy. Rob,
oh, Jesus, what is this?
So somebody's told me to edit this.
Because I love that peatiness.
So they gave me specific instructions on where to find it. What was funny is I just started listening to it. And hold on, let me read it. All right, hold on.
Poor Rob.
Oh, God. That's so funny. Where is it? So they said, go approximately to 28.4 seconds into this week's PTP. Nip says, I love that peatiness, referring to scotch. If you cut out the second syllable with a quick, easy edit, he'll say, I love that penis. Sure enough.
Because I love that penis.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God!
What
oh
the
my God!
Nothing to say. Rob, I'm deleting that. I'm deleting it. But it was too funny.
You should send it to him so he can have it as like a ringtone.
Oh yeah, that's what he wants.
Yeah,
that's exactly
absolutely.
What he wants.
Absolutely.
I love that penis. I love that.
I will. I will tell you who it is for price. Anyway, what do you say we do a little fucking. I don't know. Do we really need to do housekeeping? DadTalesPodcast.com. Just go there. Whatever. Let's do a little of this.
You are listening to Disaster Piece Theater.
All right.
I love the way he says theater.
Theater. So good. So this week we are doing Disaster Piece Theater. We have split up into three groups. Mr. Stugazzo and I. Mr. One Baroque Reaper and Boost. And the Canuck Show and Gear Dad. Who wants to go first, gentlemen? Anyone?
Me and Bro can go first.
Okay, all right. So the idea is, if you're just listening or you haven't heard Disaster Piece Theater, that we each group will do a scene, and the other people have to guess who did it.
They have to guess the movie it's from.
Yeah. And by the way, thanks again to our good buddy Gumbait101 for making the awesome fucking intro. Finally been able to use it. Take it away, boys.
Okay.
And scene.
Hey, wait. Hold up. I don't have any cash, but I do have the pink slips to my car.
Wait. You just can't climb in the ring with Ali because you think you can box?
He knows I can box. So check it out. It's like this. If I lose, winner takes my car clean and clear. But if I win, I take the cash and I take the respect.
Respect?
To some people, that's more important.
That your car?
Yeah.
Insane.
You never had your car. Beat me.
You never had me. You never had your car.
God, I love that fucking movie. So good. Bravo, gentlemen. Bravo. Fast and Furious.
I was going to say, I have no idea what fucking movie this is.
Oh,
there's
okay.
only a few scenes.
No,
they were both doing great impressions.
Not, like, got, like, them calling each other by their name in it.
Yeah.
Because, like, at half the scenes with Vin Diesel in it, it's like, Dom. Hey, Brian Dom. Like, Spillner. Everybody has Dom. To say Dom.
Brian Spillner. Dom.
I think it's in his contract.
Hey, Dom.
You have,
hey, Dom.
To, you
hey,
have
Dom.
To call him by his name.
Like, everybody doesn't know who he is, you know, halfway through the movie. They have a, hey, Dom, we got to get out of here.
You know, it's literally in their contracts that they can't lose fights. So that's why fights end in draws. If they don't win it, that ends
was
in a draw.
That was with between The Rock and Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
That's why I had to come to a standstill where neither of them won, because it was in their contracts. They couldn't lose the fight. They beat the crap out of each other, and then it gets, you know, interrupted, and they stop.
Just bullshit, you know, like as soon as The Rock just should have laid down a rock bottom and finished that garbage. Like, enough is enough.
I'm pretty
just
sure he does lay down a rock bottom
and give him the people's elbow after, and you know, finish that shit off right.
All right. Do you want to save? Do you want to go last?
Yeah, we'll let the ghost go last.
Okay. Stu, heads up. Some of these I missed putting the initial, but if there's a space, then that means it's the next person.
That's okay. I think I got this.
Okay. All right. And scene. Hey, can I ask you something?
Yeah, okay.
Look, we're becoming friends, and I don't want to make this... I don't want to make you uncomfortable, but that girl that was leaving your apartment?
Yeah.
I just hope that you're not preying on girls with low self-esteem to feed your addiction.
Low self-esteem? What?
I mean, look. She was... And I'm being generous here. A 2.
A 2?
She deserves more than a one-night stand. She seemed really nice.
Are you crazy? A 2? That girl's an 8.
You think she's an 8?
Well, yeah. How are you judging them? By their hair? Are their teeth straight? Do they have nice skin? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Well, that's really shallow, bro. Come on.
What?
Tina, she's really confident, man. And she's really sexy. I mean, that's sexy. She's a full-blown 8.
I hope you're right, man.
Real talk, she ate my butt.
I'm sorry, she did what?
She ate my butt.
She ate your ass?
Yeah.
Did you eat hers?
Of course.
Of course?
What are you talking about? That's standard.
You think that's standard?
Absolutely.
To eat someone's ass, you think that that's standard?
Yes.
That is not standard.
You know what it is, man? You've been married for too long. Everyone is eating everyone's ass nowadays.
There's no way everyone's eating everybody's ass.
Everyone is eating everyone's ass.
It's impossible. Everyone is not.
They are.
What about hygiene?
That's easy. You go to the bathroom, you see some baby wipes, green light.
Okay, but what if you don't see baby wipes?
I still do it. Fuck it, right? I mean, I'm only here once.
End scene.
I thought I had it, and then I lost it.
It's one of my new favorite movies.
I know what this is only because Justin has talked about it a lot.
I have never seen this movie before. He sent me the scene, and I'm like, okay, let's do it.
Is this from I Love You, Man?
No.
Nope. I know what it is, and I'm
waiting. Ready, Broken? 1, 2, 3. Baywatch.
Chips.
Broke got it.
Yeah, it's Chips.
Damn it.
God, it's so fucking funny. You have to
watch. He's brought this up before because the baby wipes thing, really, I was like, yep.
When I was watching the scene and he's like, everyone is eating everyone's ass. I lost it at that.
Oh my god!
Like, no,
everyone
not
is not
everyone.
Eating everyone's ass. He's like, dude, bro, they are. But I love it. He's like, well, what about Hajime? He's like, fuck it, right? We're only here once.
I haven't seen the gifs yet.
Michael Pena is just
Michael Pena is amazing.
I don't know. Like, he's the funniest guy. Like, he's one of those guys that he's him in every bit, but it just works.
He's really good as a serious actor too, but when he does comedy, he's so funny. But that's like,
well, I know.
It's like one of those movies. It's like Baywatch. You think it's going to be so stupid, and it's really funny. Like, I started watching it, and that was the part that my wife looked up and started laughing. Like, she was just like playing something on her phone, and then they were like, everybody is eating everybody's ass. Oh my god.
Yeah, I've seen him like when he was in The Martian. It's like, he's a serious dude. And like, you're waiting for the joke and it just never comes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He's so good at it. It's like,
hold on. Can I take a tangent real quick to speak about eating someone's ass? And, well, not me personally.
Ooh.
I'm just talking about the topic in general. Mm-hmm. So last night we went to this place called Bury the Hatchet and it was fucking amazing. If you have one of these places near you, you have to go. It's so much fun. Basically, it's just like this warehouse, and they have all these like stalls lined up, and you go and you throw axes at these big.
Okay, throwing axes is where the stalls are from. Okay, you're like waiting for like.
It's not eating ass in stalls, no. But it has these. They have these like.
Oh
big,
my god.
They're not stalls, but they're separated by chain link fences, right? So you're not throwing axes at the group next to you, and so each kind of stall has two like, you know, dartboard bullseye type of things. And so there's a guy, like an axe guy there, and he kind of plays games, and you know, you split up into teams, you do all this stuff, and it was a lot of fun. Like, I didn't know how to throw an axe, but then like within the first 30 seconds I did, and I have a hatchet in my garage. So I was like, I'm gonna set one of these up in my garage. Anyway, so I made my wife like belly laugh, and no one knew what she was laughing at last night. So we had these friends that are like, I mean, they're not like, you know, like really buttoned up, but you know, they're very sweet, right? So they had, so the guy came up and he was like, all right, we're going to play husband against wife. Cause it was five couples. And so you have to come up and you're going to bet something, and whoever loses, they get to do what the other one says, and whatever you say goes, right? So they hit my wife, and I, my wife goes, you got to put Josh to bed for a week. And I was like, I want hand jobs anytime I want one. And so it's a binding contract, but we had these two friends go up there and they're like whispering. And I whispered in my wife's ear. I was like, she's saying you have to lick my butthole tonight. My wife fucking lost it. I was like, what are you laughing at? Like, we cannot tell anybody what we just said. Oh god, that was funny. Anyway, all right.
Oh, that's funny.
There's a Bury the Hatchet leagues. You can be in a league.
Yeah, I asked the guy. It's $150 for 8 weeks, and so you go in. It's either Wednesday nights or Sunday afternoon. And it's 2 hours, and you go in and you play, and it's individual. So you go up against, you never play the same person twice in one night, I guess. But it sounds like a lot of fun. It was very adult. They had picnic tables. It's BYOB, so everybody brought their own beers. They had empty refrigerators with every stall where people could put their beers. And people were drinking their faces off.
Oh, drinking it. I wonder what sounds awesome.
Oh yeah, the insurance is like a disaster. Dude, axes were flying all over the places. You just couldn't wear open-toed shoes. I'm like, really?
Oh, that's the line that they're going to draw. They're like, here's an empty fridge. Get fucked up and throw some axes. I'd probably wear some running shoes, motherfuckers. Like, you better have your shoes.
I'll probably wear work boots, with steel-toed boots, and I probably wear a hockey helmet with a cage.
Dude, it was fun, but occasionally, like, the butt of the hatchet would hit and it would bounce back. <You're> like, whoa. anyway.
Please tell me the axe man sounded like the Drifter.
All right.
Oh, the other team lost.
Throw that axe at that top.
You got a dollar I can borrow?
The other team lost because they suck.
They suck.
All right.
You're too soon, all right.
Let's see what our guests got for
you guys.
Disaster.
Ready? Let's do this.
Well, our scene is like a lot shorter than you guys. I feel like bad now.
No, don't feel bad. It's not the size of your scene that counts, you know?
You know, yeah, it's all right.
Well,
it's the way you perform your scene.
Well, my wife Little tells me different, fun so. Too. All right.
Whenever you're ready.
I didn't plan on going out like this. I think we did all right, but...
I didn't plan anything. I just wanted to keep my sister safe. I spent so much time ignoring anything that I wanted for myself. My one regret in all of this was never being with you.
With me? You mean to say, as in, the sex?
I mean to say.
Well, the hell with this. I'm gonna live.
Scene. And scene.
Oof. The sex.
This should be easy.
The it sex.
Might have been in a movie we just did. Very recently on our show.
We can tell who doesn't listen.
Yep. Awkward.
I don't know what movie it is.
What podcast are you guys on again?
It's a Potato Thumbs podcast.
Oh, okay. Oh, I love that one.
I was going to say the B Team Party Chat, but
oh my god!
Oh,
you know what?
Too soon.
You know what? I was going to bring it up, Canuck.
Oh my god!
We can bring it up on your show later.
Oh boy!
I don't know. It sounds so funny. I like
the sex. Like I know the sex. I can't get over that.
I'm horrible at guessing these unless they're Fast and Furious.
That's like the first one just in like
really is the first one I've ever gotten right.
Nothing.
What is it?
This sounds familiar and I'm gonna hate myself when you guys say it.
I got nothing.
Serenity.
You know what? I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't get to the end. I didn't get to the was that last week? It was the week before, right?
This week, yeah.
This week? Yeah, I didn't finish this week yet. You were fired up. You were fired up at the beginning of the podcast, though, Canuck, about going to your wife's friend's wedding. Holy
oh, fuck,
shit! I was
man,
laughing
like,
my ass off.
God damn it!
That was very funny. I feel the same way. Like we got to. I don't want to get myself fired up talking about it.
Yeah.
I never watched Firefly.
I
know that's it's a cardinal sin in the Nathan Fillion world. But I've never seen it. But I think I might have seen parts of Serenity before. I love.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I'm looking at it now. Never seen it.
Well, good job, everybody. Give yourselves big pats on the back. That was Disaster Piece Theater. I'm going to play the theme again, just because we never get to play it.
You are listening to Disaster Piece Theater.
Because I love that penis.
Oh, no. Jesus Christ.
All right, guys. I think you know what time it is.
Slap at the bass, mommy. Slap at the bass, mommy. Slap at that bass, mommy. I slap at that bass.
All right, it is time
I
for Song of the
Jason
Week.
Jason Segel on the back of that going like, yeah, man, like in the back of one of
the... There you go.
All
so
right.
before you do this, Justin, you need to at least skip to the very like last 3 seconds of this past week's episode of the podcast.
Okay.
Not like right this second, but at some point, take the time to listen to that Easter egg.
Canuck, while you're on here, gotta thank you for the band segment thing that you guys did, and then we did it. We gotta bring that back. Oh shit, we should have fucking done that tonight. God damn it. I completely forgot about it until now. But that was super fun, like being able to pick band members.
That was
fun. For the making a band. Like we should do like making like an 80s band or something like that. That'd be awesome.
That's a good idea.
So, yeah, Song of the Week. So, we have a Spotify playlist. You can get Spotify for free, or if you're already a Spotify subscriber, look for Dad Tales Podcast playlist. You can also find Dad Tales Podcast on Spotify, incidentally, if you're there. So, you can listen to that and there at the same time, or, on the same app, whatever. Anyway. So every week we add a new song to the playlist, and this week we are doing per Anti-Meta Podcast. What's going on? Am I missing something?
Stu just listened to it.
Yeah.
Am I gonna have to hold on? Let me go. Anyway,
all right. Can we just talk about? Can I just bring that up a second?
Hold on.
Holy shit! He was so wasted, wasn't he? When you guys had Drafty on that time.
Oh
my god! Holy shit!
Fuck, he was so wasted.
Hold on.
I thought he was gonna pass it right like mid sentence. His eyes just like closed.
I can't remember what you guys asked him, but he was like, "Yeah, well, I mean, I was."
Yeah.
Just kind of like stopped. Like he was talking to you guys. Drafty, just like
Drafty, we love you, buddy. Oh my god. I was like, I said to Jay, I was like, did he have like an Ambien or something before he got on? Like, holy shit.
I just kept thinking, like, you know what? I've been in some states before where I'm like, I would not feel comfortable appearing on a podcast. Like, I would feel comfortable appearing on the podcast, and then I would listen back and be like, oh, I don't know.
Oh, that was funny. That was great. I loved every minute of it. I can't wait to listen. All right, so this week per Anti-Meta Podcast we are doing cover songs.
Nice.
All right,
we're up to 278 songs and just shy of 20 hours. We're gonna go over the 20 hour mark this week.
Ooh. Oh, 20 hours cool. Of fucking songs, that's crazy.
Yes,
that's
cool.
You could really skip songs and never really...
You're going to be able to skip songs and be like, I'm still in this damn playlist.
I'm not sure if the song I picked is on there already.
Oh, shit, the song I'm playing. Oh, fuck, no. All right, who wants to go first? Firsties.
I can go, because I'm not sure if this is on there already. Because okay. We did cover songs once or twice before.
If it's...
And this is one of my favorites.
Yeah, we have.
One of my favorites.
We have, but I mean, like, I didn't say anything because it's an awesome... It's an awesome theme.
It's really good.
We don't do it very often, and there's quite a few cover songs out there.
Just don't do Toto, or Africa by Weezer. It's the one that I know is on there.
I'm going to go with... Land of Confusion, Disturbed.
Oh, okay.
I don't believe that is on there.
Let me see. I don't think it's on there. And no, it is not.
Sweet.
It's on there now.
It certainly is.
Go Boost.
All right. Canuck.
All the Small Things by Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox featuring Puddle's Pity Party.
Can you tell me about them?
Okay, so Postmodern Jukebox, they take all of the modern day songs and they will actually do them in like old like 50s and 40s style. And Puddle's Pity Party is this dude who is 6'7". He
dresses clown like a clown.
Makeup, and he doesn't say a word until he sings. And he's like a professional singer.
I can't believe he actually
I can't
backfire.
You got to listen to his
verse. That's perfect. That's exactly what I wanted. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy?
Baroque, do you know who BB Rexha is?
No, I don't.
Okay. There's one you don't know, and apparently she's a pretty popular pop singer. As we were watching Big Brother tonight, the house guests had like a mini concert with this person. They were like, national recording artist BB Rexha, and we're all like, who the fuck is BB Rexha? And the kids are like, the people on the show are like freaking out, like they're crying that this person is there. And I'm like, who is this? I've never heard these songs before in my life. And I go on a Spotify, and like one of the songs she was singing had like, I don't know, 550 million listens on it. Like,
jeez.
550 million, and I've never heard of her. It's crazy how music is nowadays. All right. Stu.
You finally got me, though, you know, when I don't know.
Turn the Page, Metallica.
That
good choice.
Be on there.
That's a really good choice.
I found actually a playlist of cover songs, and I was going through it, and I was like, yeah, that one. No, 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 this one. No, 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 this one. No, no, no. Like,
okay, how many times do you do that, though? And, like, you get to a song, and you're like, I never knew that was a cover song. Like... because the band who did the cover was so good, you're like, I thought they just did the song.
Yeah, there's a couple like that.
All right. Jay.
Do you have Knocking on Heaven's Door by Guns N' Roses?
No, we don't.
Now we do. Nice.
Nang, nang, knocking on heaven's door.
Actually, I almost pulled something off of their The Spaghetti Incident. It was that album they did that was all cover songs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
There was a couple good covers there. Literally, two.
Why isn't it fucking...
Yeah.
It wasn't their best.
That was... Chinese Democracy was better than that album.
I love The Usurer. It's off Usurer
Illusion. That says a lot.
Two. And two, yeah. The Usurer Illusions, oh my God, they were so good.
Yeah.
Very Civil epic. War, oh, that's one of like the best Guns N' Roses songs there is.
Like 14 Years.
Yeah.
I fucking love that song.
My wife had a huge crush on Duff McKagan. Just saying.
They all did.
Who didn't go? Who hasn't been yet? All right, BBQ.
My song is going to be by the band Far, and it's going to be Pony.
Okay. I've never heard the original, so this one will be
original. Yes, you have. It's Genuine Pony.
Yes, you have.
I have. You know this song. Okay. You're going to play it and be like, oh, damn, I know that song.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I know that song. Yeah.
This cover like takes this song that wasn't even that fast and slows it down even more. It's like, what?
I know. I know the song you're talking about. And I'm doing Killing Me Softly with His Song by the Fugees.
Okay.
Very nice.
Is that it? We hit everybody?
Sounds good.
All right. Well, let's fucking wrap this thing up and let's go do Anti-Meta Podcast. And yeah, so hey, guys, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations on your 1 year.
Thanks for having us, man.
Thank you, man. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you guys all for all the
you beat out
all the support.
You beat out B-Team Podcast by like they have like 3 episodes.
I like 50 episodes, you know.
All right. I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Canuck. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I just, yeah, said my piece. Thank you so much for all the support.
Oh, absolutely. Really awesome.
Yeah, man. That's awesome. Way to go.
Thanks, guys.
So where can we find you guys at? If people want to listen to the second half of this thing.
We're on Twitter, Anti-Meta Podcasts. You can write us at antimetapodcast@gmail.com. Yeah, we're on Podbean and iTunes and Google Play.
Yeah, they
Play.
Get questions. We don't get any questions. People send.
Yeah, why is that?
I don't know.
Because we wear our heart on our sleeves every week. Pretty, you know, we
oh,
just.
Oh shit! Fuck! I almost
what?
Forgot.
What? Holy Christ!
Find Anti-Meta Podcast. Go to Podbean. You'll find them. I almost forgot. So
are you okay?
We do have a listener question.
Oh, what the hell? Are you talking about, man? Like, what is it? You nobody asks us shit.
We have a listener question. Okay.
All right.
So our good buddy. Ian the Badger. He went.
Oh God!
He was at work last week, and he went into this guy's office. You know, to do whatever Ian does. He was putting some wires in, and so the guy had his penis pump. He left it out on the desk. Hold on, I have a.
It's not my bag, baby.
So.
I swear.
So Fluffy sent us this question. He said, so today a DTP member had an amazing run-in with a customer that forgot to put away their penis pump. It just sat out on the desk while our good friend had to hold an awkward conversation with the customer. This got me thinking, what if you forgot to hide or put away that caused an awkward conversation? I forgot to hide my breath with a mint the other weekend. After having a conversation with my mother, I had to explain to her that she actually did not smell a skunk outside and she could stop looking for it. The skunk smell was coming from my special buttered cinnamon bread. Hold that. We're going to answer this question on Anti-Meta Podcast. Guys, thanks so much. You can find us on dadtalespodcast.com.
Yeah, sure, over there somewhere.
At Dad Tales on Twitter. I'm at JC Jesse. Boost, where can people find you at?
Boost KDB.
Stu.
At Stu Gatto. STU_JTZO.
Don't forget the underscore. Baroque.
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper.
Gear Dad.
AKA Gear Dad, pretty much everywhere.
Canuck.
The Canuck Show, where you want to look me up.
Awesome. All right. See you, everybody.
See you, Fred.
Hashtag
Canuck. GGs.
Listen to each other. All that shit.
Penis.
I'm not gonna play it.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Do it.
Do it.
It's coming.
I'm not gonna play it.
Here it comes.
That's what she said, love. Oh,